Wormy was distracted. I counted three symptoms. He kept forgetting to mash my Inglebot fungus. He twice asked me to repeat why Master Kian's cough had seemed odd. Whenever I looked at him, he was wetting his lips, although, exasperatingly, nothing emanated from them. Soon he'd need a remedy for chapping. He was spoiling our daily companionable time when we worked together in my apothecary, in a corner of Mother's kitchen, and chatted. We were old friends, though we were both just 15. Wormy, what did you notice on your way here?
Dragleg, ferocious sneeze, palsy, a gentleman who tripped over nothing.
He named streets.
Moorcroft, sorry, don't know where the sneeze lives. Ashton, Westover.
You're a miracle. He never missed anything. Wormy was a healer's best friend. He knew almost everyone and where almost everyone lived, and he had a fine eye for symptoms as well as for beauty, which, shame on me, interested me less. He arrived mid-morning every day after working on the books for his parents' various enterprises. Not a coin remained unaccounted for when he was in charge. Half my patients came from his observations. He told me about sufferers, and I tracked them down. Healing was my calling and my joy. Thank you. I patted his hand. He blushed. He'd been blushing often. This blush seemed too brilliant. Do you have one of your headaches? He shrugged.
Maybe.
The blush faded. I teased, maybe I'll treat you. The blush flared again. Are you feverish?
No.
Grimwood, my fever remedy, tasted bitter. He smiled.
Grimwood cures as many patients by being threatened as swallowed.
I smiled back. A good healer knows when to just mention a remedy and when to pry open a jaw. A moment later, we spoke at exactly the same moment. He said,
Evie?
And I said, Wormy? Ah, he was finally going to reveal what had been occupying him. But he insisted I go first, and I didn't mind. Unless an emergency case came in, we'd be together the rest of the day. I reached into my cupboard for my dark root salve. Sit. He sat on my stool and gazed up at me. I felt the satisfaction of an artisan surveying her good work. His chestnut skin glowed with health and with his blush. His brown eyes were bright. If you saw yourself on the street, Wormy, you'd have nothing to report to me. A headache is invisible.
People are patients or nothing to you.
A mere dab of the ointment was all I needed. I began to rub it into his temples, my fingertips describing tiny circles, always going counterclockwise. You are my friend. How lucky I am that you're also delicate, and you like my ministrations. When we were 11, I'd set his broken ankle. Before then, I'd treated only birds, rabbits, and mice. Afterward, I'd made his stomach aches vanish, his headaches recede, and his fevers fade, and I'd spooned unpleasant concoctions into him to convince him he was well when he merely thought himself sick. Gradually, I'd garnered more human patience, but I'd always be grateful to him for being first. He breathed deeply. Either that was the headache receding, or it was a sigh. If a sigh, why?
What were you going to say, Evie?
Oh, yes. Wormy, am I peculiar?
No.
Who else my age wants nothing more than to take care of sick people? I continued rubbing. Who else reeks of camphor at least once a week?
Or worse, he said solemnly.
I nodded. Pig bladder? Stinky, but excellent when wrapped around a sprain. I'll be an outcast. People will want peculiar me when they're sick, and never otherwise. He raised an eyebrow.
Some folk are friendlier at a gathering. A dance, even.
He stage whispered.
A ball.